This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy exports are a big part of the U.S. dairy industry and dairy producers' livelihood. And on today's Dairy Radio Now, we get an update on how things are going around the world with CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Krista Hardin. And Krista, thanks for joining us. Through the years, we've seen some ups and downs with exports and record levels in recent years. How are things looking these days?
Thank you so much, Bill. You really did count this in the right way. It is an up and down kind of global market. We did set records in 2022. Last year, we were off a little bit. And, I'm seeing this year's a little bit better, and I think it's going to end stronger. That's our hopes and our expectations.
We are seeing some indicators and positive signs that we are heading in the right direction. What would you attribute that to?
Well, I think the global recovery, frankly, Bill, it took a while to come out of COVID and for many economies to make the adjustments they needed to kind of get back on track, their own financial house in order, if you will, currency issues, just inflation, a number of different factors. But, you know, it is different across the globe. Each economy has its own pace in adjusting and readjusting, but we're starting to see everybody kind of catch up, I believe.
The U.S. dairy farmer continues to help feed the entire world, and it takes a lot of players and partnerships to help with that. Can you share who those are?
Well, I tell you what, I think it's the brightest part of our future looking out. I know I'm a little prejudiced, I admit that. But right now we're the third largest exporter in the world behind New Zealand and the European Union. But there's a lot of market share that we can take from them over the next few years, as well as, you know, new markets, emerging markets that are looking stronger, start looking around the corner and looking ahead. So we really have a lot of opportunity for our dairy farmers to grow and prosper. As you say, a hungry world, a world that needs nourishing, that needs dairy in the diet.
And we hear a lot about nutrition and sustainable nutrition when it comes to U.S. dairy exports. More than just a buzzword, isn't it?
You're exactly right, and I'm glad you used the phrase sustainable nutrition, because we believe it's both. It's nutrition, be good for people, but also good for the planet. We have to, you know, we have to really take care of our natural resources, and our dairy farmers are the very best, I believe, at doing that globally among all of our competitors. So we have great products produced sustainably, again, can help nourish a very needy and hungry world.
Talking with U.S. Dairy Export Council CEO Krista Hardin. And Krista, can you share with us some of the partnerships, you know, who is helping the dairy farmer out there when it comes to exporting these dairy products?
Well, I think it's a very good point that the dairy farmers cannot do this alone. We need partnerships. We need other investors and technology and investment in research. You know, it does take, you know, everyone involved in this great industry to grow it and continue efficiency. So we do have a number of partners. For those who don't remember, U.S. Dairy Export Council is made up of all the dairy farmers through our checkoff program. Also, 119 companies and allied supporters and other interests in the dairy sector. And it takes that whole family, if you will, that community, to come together to help build markets, help grow markets. The dairy farmers are at the heart. There's no doubt about it. But it does take others involved to make this happen.
Through the years, getting updates from some of the activities and locations, not only here in North America, but Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan. Really, the list is long and around the world.
So, yeah, we have 10 offices around the world. We have an office in Singapore for Southeast Asia, and it has a test kitchen and a lab there. We really utilize that part of the world. It's a growth area for us, Southeast Asia. But you mentioned some of, you know, the key spots, also Japan, Korea, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, the Middle East and Northern Africa, and more the Americas, not just North America. Mexico is our largest market, our closest ally and partner. But we're seeing growth potential in Central America and South America, the Caribbean. I mean, it really is exciting, Bill, when you look out and think about this big world, the footprint that we have already and how that's growing. Sub-Saharan Africa may be the long shot. And when we're talking about the future, 10, 20 years down the road, but, you know, we're looking everywhere.
Well, thanks for joining us today. That's U.S. Dairy Export Council CEO Krista Hardin. And Krista, any final thoughts?
Well, I have to say thank you to all the dairy farmers, all your listeners, for the great products that they are producing that really are easy to sell because they're so good, nutritious. And the reputation that our dairy industry has around the globe for high value, a diversity of products, that's what just makes this job so exciting and frankly makes the future so exciting. So I'll end on a thank you to all your listeners for what they do.
And our thanks to Krista Hardin, CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.